This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
As the governor wrangles with lawmakers, critics slam a potential New York State housing deal. It's Tuesday, April 16th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for sunny skies in New York City with a high near 71 and a low near 50. Before today's top story, nearly 1 in 5 children evicted from New York City migrant shelters are no longer enrolled in the same schools, potentially disrupting the education of over 1,000 students, according to data shared with the city council. The findings, which run through early last month, offer an early look at the educational impact of Mayor Adams' 60-day shelter limits. He says the policy is necessary to make space in the city's strained shelter system and encourage migrants to move out on their own. Shelter limits for families with children went into effect on January 9th. Since then, about 1 in 3 children no longer enrolled in their programs moved to another local public school, the data show. Almost all of the rest, close to 700 students, were no longer students in the city's school system, a figure that has likely only grown since the data stalled a month and a half ago. The Adams administration emphasized the majority of children remained enrolled in school and that the data does not show if students left schools because of the policy or if they are still in the city. And the Brooklyn Bridge was temporarily closed Monday as hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters marched across the iconic span. The swarm of demonstrators shut down both lanes of the bridge as they trekked into Brooklyn around 3:30 p.m., video posted to X shows. Some protesters burned sparklers as NYPD officers on bicycles pedaled toward them. Dozens of people were arrested on the bridge as a Department of Correction bus waited at the bottom of the Brooklyn side of the bridge to transport detainees. Drivers were urged to use alternate routes and to expect delays in the area as the protests continued on Monday afternoon. Find these stories and more at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
A range of critics have begun to pounce as Governor Kathy Hochul and New York State lawmakers draw closer to a housing deal that would revive a tax break for developers and provide new good cause eviction protections to tenants. The Democratic governor and Democratic legislative leaders in Albany have yet to strike a final deal on housing, but the broad brushstrokes appear clear. A deal likely would include pared-down good cause protections to limit landlords' ability to evict residents or sharply hike their rents, and would offer a tax break to developers that build set amounts of affordable housing. The governor, a centrist, and the more left-leaning lawmakers who rule the legislature have been buffeted on the one side by progressives who want stronger tenant protections and on the other by a real estate industry that is resistant to those protections. Going into the weekend, lawmakers were pushing back against proposed exemptions that would prevent a large number of New Yorkers from enjoying the tenant protections, according to a person with knowledge of the talks. The leaders of the Senate and Assembly spent much of the weekend negotiating with Hochul, who had supported a broader exemption. Lawmakers said Monday that disagreements over the housing compromise continue to delay broader talks over the budget, which is already more than 2 weeks late. But even without a final deal, critics are weighing in. The Legal Aid Society said in a statement Friday that negotiations were headed toward a blank check to the real estate industry and a raw deal for the countless New Yorkers from all across the state who are facing housing insecurity. The Albany housing talks come as New York City grapples with a severe housing crunch that has hit working-class residents especially hard. Rental apartment vacancy is the lowest it has been in more than 5 decades, and half of New Yorkers are struggling to afford the basics. Mayor Adams and his administration have been calling on Albany to secure a housing deal for months, saying they cannot holistically tackle the problem without the state's help. A replacement of 421A, the expired tax break, has been described as crucial given the slump in housing production. The Adams administration previously set a moonshot housing goal to create 500,000 new homes over the next decade. The mayor's cornerstone housing plan, City of Yes for Housing Opportunity, is designed to spur more housing by loosening zoning restrictions. But it faced opposition even before a full draft text was released last week. The plan will begin formal public review later this year. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.